Blog Talk Radio.
If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. Cyberpolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With cyberpolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. Cyberpolicy.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Today's franchise interview shout-out goes to the Source Direct. Source Direct is an inventor's one-stop shop. Source Direct eliminates the disconnect in dealing with different companies from each phase of development and marketing. Instead, Source Direct can manage every stage of the process from the drawing board to the customer. Go to thesourcedirect.net and find out how you can get started. That's www.thesourcedirect.net.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Raymond Griffin of the Lost Cajun Franchise Opportunity. And the Lost Cajun restaurant features Southern-style home cooking like fried catfish, shrimp, and oysters. The Lost Cajun restaurants are a full-service, family-friendly restaurant and provide the best service in the industry, and it's their goal to make all their guests feel like they're having dinner at a friend's house. We're going to talk to Ray about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs to own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Raymond Griffin of the Lost Cajun Franchise Opportunity. And the Lost Cajun restaurants feature Southern-style home cooking like fried catfish, shrimp, and oysters. Lost Cajun restaurants are a full-service, family-friendly restaurant and provide the best service in the industry, and it's their goal to make all of their guests feel like they're having dinner at a friend's house. Hi, Ray. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Marty. I'm doing great. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing fantastic, Ray. It's great to finally have you on the show. You know, I've been following your franchise for some time now, so it's great to finally speak with you. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning, Ray?
Well, today I'm in Frisco, Colorado, and it's snowing like crazy.
Is
actually where the Lost Cajun franchise started.
Wow. Well, you know, and I know you've been asked this question 1,000 times, but how did Cajun end up in the Summit County, Colorado?
I have been asked that question. And here's what happened. The short version is, I lived in South Louisiana in a little Cajun community called Barataria, Louisiana. And I lived through Katrina, Rita, Gustav, Ike, and then the big oil spill. And me and my late wife had just had enough. And we started looking for somewhere we wanted to get out of the heat and humidity and not be around all the storms and all that. And we stumbled onto this cute little town in Frisco, Colorado, right in the middle of all the ski resorts. And we looked at each other and said, you know what? This is where a couple of Lost Cajuns should be. And that's where the concept started.
And it's been a big hit, too, you know, Ray. You know, I've been, you know, following you, you know, on the internet, and I've seen a lot of the videos, and it seems like Lost Cajun has really been a very big hit, would you say?
You know what? We have been so very blessed. We started this concept in 2010 with a 850-square-foot restaurant. I mean, a little tiny, true hole in the wall. And we serve quality food like seafood gumbo, chicken and sauces gumbo, crawfish etouffee, New Orleans-style red beans. And all of a sudden, we started having lines out the door. And people started asking, well, when am I going to have one here, there? Then me and a lifelong friend of mine and fishing buddy named John Espy opened our second one in 2012 in Breckenridge, Colorado. And today we have 11 operating franchises in Colorado, Texas, South Carolina, and in Tennessee.
That's fantastic. I mean, congratulations on all that success, Ray. How did you know, you know, when it was time to franchise, Ray? I mean, were your customers coming in and saying, I wish I owned one of these? Is that how it happened?
You know, that is a great question. And people ask us that. And this is what I tell other franchisees or people that are looking to do that. Your customers, your guests will tell you when it's time to expand. Because the longer we're open, because I was open for 3 years before that really started happening, and I'm in a resort community, so people were traveling from all over the country and trying to say, well, wait a minute, we don't have one of those in our hometown, or, you know, we need something like this because of the customer service. And I always tell people that are looking to get in the business or franchise their businesses to listen to what your guests say and then figure out, are you truly providing a niche service or a business that is nothing like it in your area.
Right. How do you describe the Lost Cajun franchise to a prospective franchise? Like if you were at a franchise show, right, you know, and someone came up to your booth, I mean, because, you know, when I was studying the Lost Cajun, you know, it seemed like it was really, it's an experience as well, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. I tell you, you know, one of the things that and you said in your opening, we want people to feel like that they're having dinner with their friends or their neighbors in their backyard.
Yeah.
And we teach this culture that we call a culture of courtesy and respect. So when you walk in there, people say, welcome to the Lost Cajun. Our servers actually call the orders out loud to the kitchen staff because all of our kitchens are open. They'll say, chef, order in, and he'll answer them back. And they always say, please, thank you, and you're welcome. And it's the basic things that we're all brought up with that people appreciate now because, you know, like I do, a lot of the places you go to nowadays, you walk in there, you put your order at the counter, you pay them your money, and you sit down and eat, and you leave. And there's no interaction.
Right.
And that's one of the things that we pride ourselves in is making sure that we have great interaction with our guests, that we make everyone feel at home. And so it's not just the food that we know is great. It's a total experience.
That's fantastic. How's technology playing a role in the business today, Ray? You know, as far as, you know, as opposed to like when you guys first started. I mean, you're using technology in the business?
You know, there's, and I'm 61 years old, and so technology is a hard thing for me because when I first started open, I had a cash register, you know, where you push the buttons and the drawer popped out and, you know, but now as we've grown, our POS system is so important in what we do because we track our food and our labor, and we don't hope to be successful. We plan every day, you know, by what our sales projections are and our labor projections are. And so, you know, we're not looking at the end of the week and say, oh, my God, we're over on food or labor. You know, we know what it is every day, so we plan for success. The other part of technology, and this is really the tough one for me, Facebook, you know, TripAdvisor, Yelp, all those things.
Sure.
You know, 10 years ago, none of us thought about that. But now, if you're not completely engaged in those social media aspects, you're on the losing end. You have to be involved. You have to know what's going on. And you have to interact with your guests out there because that's how we communicate now.
Right. Absolutely. I love Cajun food. I mean, I'm such a big fan of Cajun food, even, you know, being up in the Northeast. I mean, how big is your industry? I mean, it's safe to say you're in a multi-billion dollar industry, right? You know, what about like the Cajun category specifically? I mean, are there any numbers? I mean, I guess it's safe to say it's a pretty big industry and it seems like it's growing as well.
Well, you know what? We're so blessed is that ours is a truly a niche market because you go to almost any town in the country and maybe find a little mom-and-pop shop you know, that has Cajun, people that were dispersed from all the hurricanes and all that stuff. But no one in the industry is doing what we're doing in a model that you can replicate. You know, there are the big boys out there like Landry's and all those other ones out there that are these 5,000-square-foot things. But this is something that the average guy or lady can open a store that's got 2,000-square-foot, 3,000-square-foot, and no one is servicing that market. And we have found out how to, number one, make Cajun food travel well. We have a great set of recipes, a great operations manual. So the food is consistent, whether you're in Greenville, South Carolina, or if you're in Odessa, Texas, or even Frisco, Colorado. It's all the same every time. So, you know, there is a great need for it out there. But we're the first ones to truly make a replicable model that people could buy and put almost anywhere in the United States and be successful.
That's fantastic. I can't wait till you guys come to Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm looking forward to that. You know, that'll be fantastic.
Me too.
The majority of our listeners, right, we call them aspiring French entrepreneurs. You know, a lot of them, you know, are mostly interested in going into a franchise. What types of characteristics, then, do you look for specifically in your franchisees?
You know, that's one of the hardest things that a lot of people, they think when they come into they buy a franchise that all they have to do is pay a franchise fee and, you know, be involved with the build out. And all of a sudden it's going to be magic and it's going to be successful.
Yes.
It's just not
exactly
true. You
Right.
You got to have, number one, someone that is willing to follow a plan. When you buy a franchise, you're paying for that plan, that operations manual. So we're looking for someone that is, number one, and this is an old worn-out saying, are you a self-starter? Are you the kind of person that gets up every day and doesn't need to be told it's time to go to work? Are you the kind of person that is a problem solver, not a problem identifier? That's the kind of person we're looking for. And, of course, the enthusiasm, you know, desire to be successful and create wealth for your family.
That's great. I love that statement. You know, are you a problem solver, as you know, as opposed to a problem identifier? I think that's very powerful. And I haven't heard that on the show in 10 years. We have this great quote in franchise. I'm gonna put that one in there, Ray. I think that's fantastic. What's the training like, Ray? I mean, once you know you decide that you know you do like them, you know, and you think they would be a good match for the Lost Cajun, you know, and they like you and they want to come aboard. How does the training work then? I mean, do they typically come to headquarters? Is that how it works?
Yes, sir. That's part of it. You know, the first part of it is we call it where we start to submerge them in the culture. They come to our corporate headquarters here in Frisco, Colorado, and we give them an overview, and that's where we say we unmask everything. So you understand that you're the franchise owner. You have to worry about getting the toilet fixed when it breaks. You know, we kind of unmask everything. But then there's a 3 to 4 day training here, but then the real work starts 2 weeks before they open their store. We have a team that arrives at their location, and then we teach them everything from when to turn the lights on, when to turn their hood vent on, how to prep each item, everything we do it. Because oddly enough, a lot of people don't know if you walk in your building and turn all your lights on at the same time, it makes your bill go up because you're surging power. So
sure,
we literally take them through how to turn everything on, how to prep everything, and then we practice on each other for a week. Then I have a whole other team that comes in, and then on the week of their soft opening, we're there to coach on every single thing, because from literally, hey, folks, welcome to the Lost Cajun, and when they leave, one of the biggest things, a big spell in history is people don't thank their guests when they're leaving the restaurant. They've already got their money. They're walking out the door, and we teach them every time. Thank you for coming, folks. Come see us again. So our training is truly, truly, truly intensive.
That's terrific. What is a typical day like as a Lost Cajun franchisee, Ray, if there is such a thing? I mean, I'm sure some days are a little bit different, but is there such a thing as a typical day?
Well, you know, the answer I like to tell people is chaos. It's complete chaos. But it's not. You know, our day starts early in the morning because we're a prep-heavy company. You know, we make everything fresh. You know, we don't have, you know, stuff you throw in a microwave. And I tell people all the time, we don't have a chef mic in our kitchens, and that's a microwave. We don't allow those in our kitchens. We cook it fresh.
Oh, wow.
And if I can't cook it and serve it to you in under 12 minutes, I don't want it on the menu. So, you know, it takes a lot of detail, making sure that the lettuce is everything down the line that is cut, prepped, ready to go, because at 11 o'clock, we call it, it's showtime.
Wow. That's terrific. In studying your background, right, I mean, you seem to me as a real, you know, entrepreneur. And again, you know, I was mentioning to you earlier, a lot of our listeners, you know, they're pretty much sold on the concept of franchising. What advice from all of your experience, everything that you've learned, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise? Because we find a lot of them are very confused in the beginning phases.
Yes. And you know what? That is so important.
Yeah.
Here's what, and people will laugh at this, and people that sell franchises will not like it. I'm going to make this statement. I tell people to hurry up and slow down.
Interesting.
Hurry up and slow down. You know, you get the idea, all of a sudden you get this, you know, you're all enthusiastic, you start running around in circles. Hurry up and slow down. Slow the process down. Talk to franchisees that already have this brand. Talk to them about their successes and their failures. Ask the franchisors, I know you're successful, but how many failures have you had? Tell me why they failed.
Right.
And I tell them it's eyes wide open. Look at everything. You know, take the rose-colored glasses off and ask a franchisee, would you share your P&L with me? You know, can we sit down and show me what the details of it? So hurry up and slow down, look at the details, and then realize, like I said before, there's no magic bullet here. It takes hard work. And you're going to be, you know, you're going to have to put 6 days a week, 10 hours a day in this thing. So, you know, I tell people all the time, hurry up and slow down and understand, one franchise buys you an income. Two franchises is you start to create some wealth. The 3, 4, and 5, that's when you start to create that legacy for your family.
Sure.
So, you know, hurry up and slow down.
That's terrific. You've had a lot of great quotes that I'm going to that I'm going to use on this show that I haven't heard in a whole decade. It's really great talking to you. What do you look for in a location, right? I mean, you mentioned about, you know, 2,000, 3,000 square feet. How about, like, as far as location goes, do you like to be in a specific location?
You know, for what we look for the demographics that says mom, dad, and two kids. Mm-hmm. We want to be right in the middle of where all the other restaurants are. Because you can go up and down that street, and you can find a lot of burger places, a lot of pizza places, a lot of chicken places, and a whole lot of sandwich places. But when, you,
right.
when you're driving down that street and you see that sign that says The Lost Cajun, and you see that little fat Cajun guy and that little alligator on there, people hit the brakes. It's something different. So we want to be right in the middle of all the competition. We like an
sure.
end cap, you know. And resort communities work well for us. But in our major metropolitan areas, we like to be right in the middle where the office buildings are and all that. And I tell people all the time, and this is an old guy, so I'll say all these things, but one block wrong, you might as well be 1 mile wrong. So location really matters, you know. You can have an A or a B, but if all of a sudden you say, hey, I can get this building for $12 a square foot, there's a reason it's $12 a square foot.
Yeah, well said. That's fantastic. I think that's great advice. So you've had all this success, right? You know, where do you see the Lost Cajun? Maybe if you could look into a crystal ball 3 to 5 years down the road, I mean, what's your vision for the Lost Cajun?
Golly, you know what? I just love what you said. Look at my crystal ball. Mine's been broken for years. I don't know if yours works, but if yours works, I'd like to borrow yours for just a moment. But
that's
here's
great.
Our hope. We have 11 right now. We're opening 3 more this summer. Amarillo, Texas, Humble, Texas, and another one in Denver. What we're doing right now is we're focusing on the South and the South Central part of the country. It's where people are familiar with what we do.
Right.
But what we want to do at the end of 3 years is then we want to develop this area out and then start moving up into, you know, your part of the country and New York,
sure.
New Jersey, and all those areas where we can bring that Cajun experience. The ultimate goal is to have 200 to 250 of these restaurants nationwide and bring that great Cajun culture to everyone.
That's terrific. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on the Lost Cajun, right? Any websites they should go to? And, of course, specifically the franchise opportunity itself. Did you want them to go to the website? Is that the best place to go to?
Yes, sir, thelostcajun.com, and then there's a tab on it that says information. And that's the best place to go. I can also give you a phone number if you'd like, sir.
Yeah, that would be great. Go ahead.
Sure. The phone number is 970-485-6123.
That's fantastic. And I've really enjoyed talking to you, Ray. And I'm glad I finally got to have you on the show. You've been terrific. You know, you've gained a lot of great advice for our listeners. So it's great to finally have you on the show.
Well, thank you. And I always like to end with a Louisiana saying. And the saying is, les bon temps roulez, let the good times roll.
That's fantastic. That's great. Well, it's great to have you on the show, Ray. And I'd like to invite you back, you know, in the near future because, you know, I'd like to continue to watch the growth of the Lost Cajun. You know, I think you have a great franchise opportunity.
Thank you, sir. It has been my pleasure and an honor to be on your show, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much, Ray. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Coming up on segment 2, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi everyone, this is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting Franchise Interviews now over 8 years and over 400 shows, and during that time we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today you're going to get to hear from Chris Simic, who is the founder of FranchiseTeacher.com, and Chris has over 30 years of business and franchise experience as an independent business owner, franchisee, and a franchisor. And Chris said something very profound that we haven't heard on our show in over 8 years. He mentioned that you have to almost work harder to fail at franchising than to succeed in franchising, and he explains why.
Most people, about 90% I think I've seen, buy a business other than they first looked at.
Wow, that's amazing.
So
it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, that's a big number too, isn't it, Chris? You know, that, you know, most people, they go in with these certain expectations and they come out with something different, you know, and I find that fascinating.
I absolutely, it never ceases to astound me, but I think that speaks to the value of franchising as a business model and a business method, because
right. People
don't have to be in something just because they know it. And quite candidly, sometimes getting involved in a business that you would rather do, that you were not involved in, allows you the luxury of taking a new career path and to develop something you never would have had the opportunity to had it not been, you know, systematized and prioritized for you. You know, in franchising, it's said that you have to really almost work harder to fail than to succeed, because if you have a good franchise system,
right,
you follow directions, you have to almost purposely not follow them to not do well.
That's true. That's fantastic. We have this great quote in franchising. I think we're going to put that one in there, Chris. I think that's very original, and it's very true. What advice would you give to our listeners? You know, we find that most of them, they're just beginning their search to buy a franchise, Chris, and we find that, you know, most of them just simply, they don't even know where to begin, like you were saying. What advice would you give to them?
I do, when I speak to people looking at franchise, I give them three different pieces of advice. One, make sure you're looking for a business for the right reason. Now, a lot of people have things happen in their life. They lose a job or something happens, and they react and maybe say, well, okay, maybe I'll go buy a business. That may not be the reason to do it, versus having the luxury of selectivity that here's my opportunity that was created by some adversity. Second thing is that they have to make sure that they are able to be franchisees, that not everybody is designed to be able to follow the systems, procedures, and the processes it takes to be a successful franchise owner. And then I tell them quite candidly is pick a couple of the industries and the price ranges that may have interest to you, and then kind of pin down from there, either using the resources of a consultant or a broker or a team member, or on their own, either way. But I think that if they take their time, follow the steps, and do it for the right reasons, they'll be on a much smoother pathway to success in owning their own business.
That's well said. What's in the future then for Franchise Teacher, Chris? I mean, where do you see the company 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well, Marty, we've been extremely fortunate and blessed that the business has been around, you know, through Century Franchise Group for many years, and our new franchiseteacher.com has taken off. We're representing right now, seven-plus brands. I think in 5 years our focus will really be even more fine-tuned. As the consumer or the prospective business owner is looking for more and more specific information, breaking down to teach, coach, consult, and advise, I think will be a way for us to assist people in what they need. You know, people, again, don't know what they don't know, but
right.
I think information overload sometimes discourages people too early. They say, this is too much for me to process.
Mm.
But we can break it down into bite-sized pieces. I think more and more people, especially the younger generation, who are looking for the advice and the information they want when they want it, I think is going to do nothing more than continue. Then our next business venture, which launches at the end of this year, is looking to capture all the different franchise brands around the world and put them into one place. So we're looking forward to a future. And franchising is going nowhere but growing. You know, as you
right
out a long time too, the number of franchise opportunities, and the world's getting to be a smaller place. I think you're going to find a lot of opportunities coming in and going out of different marketplaces and different countries, accessible to more people.
That's fantastic. What's the best way, Chris, for our listeners to get more information on franchiseteacher.com? Obviously, franchiseteacher.com, but any numbers you'd like them to call or email addresses?
Well, actually, Mario, we appreciate www.franchiseteacher.com. And
okay.
my business partner, Dave, and I offer them the free one-hour consultation. Fill out the form and take advantage of it.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Chris, for finally coming on the show. You know, I've been following your career for a long time now, and I have just been very impressed with everything that you've done, So when I saw this, I mentioned to you, we don't typically call people to come on the show, but I had to have you specifically on the show. So it was an honor and a privilege to have you on the show today.
Marty, ditto. And again, congratulations on your PhD doctor. I have read your thesis, and I would recommend it reading if people can get through
the
information.
I really appreciate that you read it too, because that's an honor coming from you. So that's fantastic. Well, I want to thank you again, Chris.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.